Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu recently apologized to Turkey for a deadly 2010 maritime commando raid in a gesture brokered by President Obama, designed to restore diplomatic relations between the two strategic U.S. allies. The bilateral relationship severely deteriorated after 9 Turkish activists were killed during an Israeli attack on a Turkish flotilla bound for Gaza. Turkey accepted the apology. President Obama hailed the breakthrough.
I have long said that it is in both the interests of Israel and Turkey to restore normal relations between two countries that have historically had good ties.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is expected to continue efforts to improve relations between Ankara and Israel in a trip to both nations. James Jeffrey is a former U.S. ambassador to Turkey who is now a visiting fellow with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
Given the situation in the region right now, given Turkey's problems with Iraq, with Syria, and with Iran, and given Israel's very, very difficult situation with Iran and generally in the Arab Spring. So therefore, this is a very important strategic step.
While in Istanbul, Kerry will also discuss the civil war in Syria. Turkey, which shares a 900-kilometer border with Syria, is a crucial nation backing the Syrian opposition. Again, James Jeffrey.
This is a very, very good development, his going back to the region. It's very good that he's bringing Turkey in. It's not just Syria. It's also Iraq and it's Iran. These are very existential issues for Turkey, and we need to be better coordinated.
Kerry will also visit Jerusalem and Ramallah as the Obama administration tries to end the stalemate over peace negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. The Palestinians want a halt to the construction of Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank, while Israel says talks should resume without preconditions. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland.
The secretary and the president have both said that there is an urgent window for the parties to come back to the table, that we are prepared to support them in that, but we can't do more than they're willing to do themselves.
Palestinian protesters have been clashing with Israeli security forces over the recent deaths of 2 demonstrators and the issue of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails, issues likely to be raised by Palestinian leaders during Kerry's visit. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.